كبار. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Honorable Ulama-i Kiram, Elders and Brothers in Islam, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the incidents of the nations of the past are lessons for intelligent people. Amongst the various nations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the Qur'an Sharif, there is one nation, one people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does He speak about them extensively, but Allah ta'ala even addresses them on many occasions. In fact, in Surah Al-Baqarah, approximately 83 verses of the surah are addressed specifically to that nation, to that people. And that nation is the Banu Israel, the children of Israel, the progeny of Israel. Israel is the name of Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. It is a Hebrew word. Isra means abd, slave, servant, and il means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Israel will translate as Abdullah, servant of Allah. So Banu Israel refers to the progeny of Sayyidina Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And interesting to note, Mufassirin explain why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not address them by Ya Bani Yaqub, O children of Yaqub. But Allah ta'ala instead chose to address them by their father's second name, and that is Israel. O children of Israel. So Mufassirin highlight the reason for this is a subtle reminder to the progeny, the 12 tribes, the 12 families of Yaqub alayhi salam, a subtle reminder to them that you are the children of who? You are the children of who? Your father was who? Your father was Abdullah. Your father was the person who portrayed and exhibited in every aspect of his life servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subjugation to his commands. What has happened to you, O the children of that great father? Just a digression. They were the Banu Israel. We are the Banu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the spiritual children of the greatest of all Anbiya. We are the greatest of all Ummah. When they were reminded with this title, Ya Bani Israel, shouldn't we then bury our heads in shame? That we are the children of who? What were the teachings that he had stood for? What was his personality like? What was his akhlaq like? What was his day? What was his night? And where have we drifted and how far haven't we gone from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel extensively in the Quran Sharif, as I mentioned. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, specifically approximately 83 verses of the surah was dedicated to the Bani Israel. Now, that we can take from these narrations of the Quran Sharif about the children of Israel, about the Banu Israel, and also how we can better understand some of the current conditions that are happening around us in the light of the description of these people in the Quran Sharif. So the Banu Israel, in the words of the Quran, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam admonished his people. He reminded his people. He said, Ya qawmi, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O my people, remember the great favor and blessing of Allah upon you. Idh ja'ala feekum anbiya. They were such a family, so blessed by Allah, such a nation, so blessed by Allah, that ja'ala feekum anbiya. Musa alayhi salam reminded them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent not one, not two, but hundreds, nay thousands of anbiya alayhimu salam. All came in the progeny of the Banu Israel. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. Allah blessed you in deen. Allah blessed you with being the family of prophets. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. And Allah made you rulers over the world. Allah blessed you with this world as well. He blessed you with kingdom. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And He gave you what He did not give to anyone in that time. In their era, the Banu Israel, nobody was favored the way they were favored. Again a digression. O people of South Africa, O Muslims of this Ummah, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't blessed us. Just recently, a week or two ago, there was a Jamaat here from Saudi Arabia. And he mentioned in one of his talks, one of the brothers mentioned, that what he found in South Africa, you don't find in many other countries in the world. In terms of how much Allah has blessed us in terms of the world, and in terms of deen, so much of freedom of religion. So many madaris, so many ulama, so many huffaz. And then he went on to say, and what you have here, in this town, perhaps there are a few towns in your country that have the same. So Allah has blessed us as well. It is something that we need to appreciate, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the Banu Israel, but instead of drowning in gratitude over the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same gifts that Allah had given them turned them otherwise. They did not appreciate the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rather they became rebellious against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of these favors bringing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they eventually reached such a low level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَعَلْنَاهُمْ قِرَدَةً وَخَنَازِيرٌ. That some were transformed into apes. Some were transformed into swine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse fell upon them. So what was it that brought them to this point of rapt and being thrown out from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Before I come to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains of this in the Quran Sharif, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses man with the gifts of this world, then instead of becoming closer to Allah, what happens? Allah ta'ala says, Kalla, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَتْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, that many times man, لَيَتْغَى, becomes rebellious. He flouts the commands of Allah. He breaks the commands of Allah. But why? أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, he feels himself to be independent. He feels himself to be strong. He feels himself to be wealthy. He feels himself to be powerful. I don't need to listen to anyone. He forgets about the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds men, Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Remember, you have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses man with position, that the mistake that Banu Israel made, and the mistake that man makes, is that man begins to think that this is his own achievement, his own power. He regards that position as an entitlement. I am entitled to this position. He does not regard that position and that wealth to be an amana, a trust from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Bani Israel, this was exactly what happened. That wealth, as we say, that wealth and that family that they were from, that position Allah had given them, the elite, family of the prophets, family of the kings, family of the rulers, wealthy. This, as we say, went to their head. And they became proud and arrogant. Ulama, they highlight, or they pinpoint rather, they pinpoint the weakness of the Banu Israel that led to their downfall. And this is the lesson that I want to share with you today by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Suyuti rahimahullah has mentioned this in his tafsir. As well as other mufassirin have mentioned this. Two things, ash-sharah wa hubbu riyasa. One was greed for wealth. Obsessive love for wealth and obsessive love for that position and that power led them to become proud and arrogant, and led them to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ, when they went on flouting, breaking the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then لَعَنَّاهُمْ, لَعَنَّاهُمْ, we removed them from our rahmah, we took them out from our mercy. We cursed them, meaning we took them out from our mercy and our rahmah. Now they were no longer recipients of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also have a promise with Allah. We also have a pledge with Allah. We all have recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does this mean? It is our pledge with Allah that there is none worthy of worship but you. There is none worthy of praise but you. There is none worthy of obedience but you. If I am going to follow anyone, I am going to follow you. And Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. This is a promise with Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when man commits a sin, breaks his promise, a black spot appears on his heart. And then when he doesn't make tawbah, and doesn't mend his ways, and he continues sinning, a second, a third, until eventually his heart becomes totally blackened. Totally blackened, meaning totally hard. And this was what had happened to the Banu Israel. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Allah says, we made their hearts become hard. What does it mean when the Quran says the heart becomes hard? means la yu'athiru fihi wa'zun wala nasiha. Now the heart becomes such that no matter how much of advice is given, no matter how much the Banu Israel were reminded and advised and admonished, but that advice and admonishment has no effect on the heart. Mufassirin say, it's like that vessel, that bowl that is now turned upside down. No matter how many gallons of milk or water you may pour, not a single drop is going to get into that vessel. Likewise, Allah protect us. When man breaks the covenant of Allah, when he goes on sinning against Allah, who is the ultimate king and ruler of this world, Allah turns his heart upside down. No good can get into that heart. Allah says, we made their hearts hard. How hard? ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ. Allah is addressing the Banu Israel in this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Your hearts have become hard. How hard? It is like stone, like rocks. Oh, أَشَدُّ, or even harder, and even more firm and harder than rocks, because rocks can move out of the remembrance of Allah. Rocks can be moved, mountains can move. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا. Allah grant us. Allah says the power of the Quran is such that if this Quran has to be revealed on a mountain, as firm as it is, that mountain will fall in sajda, in subjugation before Allah. But the heart of the Banu Israel cannot move in subjugation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. And then their hearts became hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then increased their wrong upon wrong. Their hearts became how hard? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِهِ. That they began changing the Quran, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Torah. And all this again a reminder. All this stemmed from where? All this stemmed from the excessive love of wealth and the excessive love for remaining in control and power. The Banu Israel were not prepared to listen to the Anbiya that came to them. Not one, so many Anbiya came to them. When they moved away from the commands of Allah to remind them, to bring them back to the commands of Allah, but because it went against what they wanted to continue in their wrong, in their vice, in the evil, extortion, usury, zulm, oppression. Allah says, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ. You will find them, يُسَارِعُونَ. Allah Ma'alusi Rahimullah explains, in other words, they have become such that this is now their nature. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ. They rush towards wrong. Whereas the Anbiya, the pious, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They rush towards good. These people whom Allah has hardened their heart, they rush towards evil. وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and oppression, transgression, وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ, and consuming of usury and interest. So when the Anbiya alayhimus salam would come to them and speak to them and remind them, then what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ إِسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Whenever a Nabi came to you with something which you didn't want to hear, you didn't like, إِسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, then pride overcame you. You were overtaken by pride and haughtiness. Who are you to tell me? I am better than you. See what I have. What do you have? Alayhi, this was the general understanding. Who are you to tell me? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to them, Quran says, they knew him better than we know our own children. When a person sees his son, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. We don't doubt whether this is my son or not. When the Jews of Medina saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they knew him by his name. They knew him by his description. They knew him by his qualities. Who was the person who told the Ansar that the Nabi has come? It was a Jew. He saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from a distance. "Oh Ansar, the person you are waiting for has come." But what happened? Simply because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not from their people. If we have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we the chosen class, that class who always people listen to us, that class who always dominated, ruled. Now we will have to listen to somebody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They couldn't give, they couldn't leave that position that they had. That control, that dominance, they wanted it all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimullah mentions this, that because of this love for position and control and dominance, on one occasion, a Jewish person sees the Ansar, the Aus and the Khazraj. The Aus and Khazraj, these were the two tribes of Medina Munawwara. Prior to Islam, they fought with each other for decades. They were at war, they were at loggerheads with each other. Always at each other's throats. And the Jews, the Yahud who lived in Medina, would fuel this war. They would fuel this, you know, this rivalry and this fighting between them. So one day a Jewish person, he sees some of the Sahaba, some from the Aus, some from the Khazraj. Those same two families, same two tribes, that would always be at war with each other. He sees them sitting peacefully, sitting with love, sitting with affection. The words that come in the narration, سَاءَهُ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْأُلْفَةِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ. Seeing them in this unity and love, he could not tolerate this. This was too much for the Yahud. So then he began instigating people between them to try and create fights between them, until eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. That hold firm to the rope of Allah, the deen of Islam, and do not let yourselves become divided. Quran Sharif says, this is the way of the Yahud. In quest for remaining in control, كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَتْفَأَهَا اللَّهِ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. And whenever they light a fire to create warm between people, between Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extinguishes that fire. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. Allah says, and they go on causing mischief and corruption in the earth. All again as a result of their love for wealth and their love for dominance and control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of the Banu Israel in the Quran Sharif to remind us, as a lesson for us, that they were a selected, chosen nation in the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the wealth of this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them in terms of deen. But instead of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these that controlled the dominance and wealth made their hearts hard, and they went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has time not come for the believers? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That their hearts become humble, that they subjugate themselves, they lower themselves for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And you, O reciters of Quran, don't become like those who were given the books before you, the Banu Israel. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. They became engrossed with this world. They became captured with this world. That wealth took them away from Allah. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And then their hearts became hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most of them you will find, they go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow, make this wealth be the wealth which Allah gives us a means of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a masnoon dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min kulli ghinan yutghina. We seek your protection from that wealth and that riches that creates tughyan, that creates rebellion within us, that makes us turn away from you and turn against you. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا طيبا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم البدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني يستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين خاصة في غزة يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا، اللهم لا تجعلهم فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجهم برحمتك من القوم الكافرين، اللهم انصر إخواننا على أعدائك وأعدائهم، اللهم شتت شمل أعدائهم، ومزق جمعهم، وفرق بين كلمتهم، ودمر ديارهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون، وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله
أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم عافنا في قدرتك وأدخلنا في رحمتك واقض آجالنا في طاعتك واختم لنا بخير أعمالنا واجعل ثوابه الجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين